Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tommy Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Its Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber bunts towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Sewell, and Cronin drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz strikes out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynish. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Maynish steals second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-0 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 2, Red Sox, 2. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manish throws the ball into Meyer, who tags Walters trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Oliver scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Cronin moves to third. QL moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Burke now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball towards left. Cook catches it and throws to first to double up Meyer. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Werber moves to second. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-3 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. General Crowder now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. Judge bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to third for the out. Judge moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Judge moves to third. McManus moves to second. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judge scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Pipker is now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice pinch hits for General Crowder. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Cook picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cook. Rice moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 4, Red Sox, 4. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 4 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Schult reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. Mainisch scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 6-4, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Schult scores. It's 8-4, Senators. Johnny Welch now pitching. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 4 in the game. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.